Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The American dream turned into a nightmare for many homeowners this year as the economy sank and many homeowners faced foreclosure trouble. For realtors, it's also been a tough year, with prices and sales on the decline for most of 2009. But there have been some signs of improvement in recent months. Will that be a trend in 2010? We might get some indications of that in this year's final report on home prices, the Case-Shiller Index, which is due out tomorrow. Economist Chip Case developed the index, which is considered a barometer of the nation's housing climate. He joined us a couple of days ago to talk about the outlook for the housing market next year in Massachusetts. It's widely believed, Professor, that housing led the country into recession. In a nutshell, do you think, as we look ahead to 2010, that it's going to lead us out of the downturn?
Well, it's probably not going to lead us out by itself. In the past, every recession has ended with a big boom in housing construction. Housing starts are down now, and they've been down around 500,000 from a high of about 2.25 million. And
nationally, we're talking
nationally,
about.
Right. And the same thing in this region. But housing production is not likely to come back real soon. But what we have to do is stop housing prices from falling further, which would further disrupt the mortgage market and create more financial trouble. If housing prices stop falling, that's a good thing, and I think they have. But that's the first step toward generating actually new production. We're doing a lot of sales now. We have a huge inventory of unsold property that's out there waiting to be sold, and prices have been falling as a result. That inventory is now starting to clear, which is the first step back.
Let's talk about sales. Last week, there was the big upswing reported for November. Home sales in Massachusetts rose by about 60% in November, according to the Warren Group. The Mass Association of Realtors reported similar numbers. You've called those numbers astounding. Do you believe them?
I do. I mean, I think there's a lot of activity starting to pick up. Again, it's not new construction that's happening, although that's picking up, too, a little bit. What it is inventory that's out there of foreclosed property, home buyers coming back into the market buying existing homes. Housing prices are down nationally 30%, and with low interest rates and the $8,000 housing tax credit, it's almost impossible to ignore the buying opportunity.
Do you think that that fervor is going to continue into the start of the new year?
Well, there are two big headwinds. The biggest headwind is we got 15 million unemployed people, and the duration of unemployment is as long as it's ever been. The other thing is this inventory of foreclosed property, which is huge, and it's coming in faster than it's coming out. Those are big headwinds. Nonetheless, with prices down, it doesn't take a lot of people to move the market. Only about 6% of the properties change hands in any given period.
Just so I'm clear on this, so is the surge late in the year a false recovery then?
No, I don't think so. And again, you have to distinguish between a recovery and a sort of stopping the flow of blood. We've had falling house prices now for quite a while. We now have 4 or 5 months of stability. That stability is very good for the mortgage market. If prices continue to fall, then the mortgages we wrote in 2008 and in 2009 could be bad. And if they turn bad, then the financial sector is back in hot water. That's what the big worry is. If we could stabilize house prices, get them up a little bit, start writing some good mortgage paper, that will stimulate demand. There's pent-up demand. It will help the recovery.
If builders do start building again on a large or even moderate scale, what kind of houses do you think they'll be building?
Well, to be truthful with you, you have to look up and down the spectrum. The reason we're not building very much, if you look at the totals, we're still not building very much, is that we have this inventory in the foreclosure pipeline and the inventory of unsold properties at the upper end. That's beginning to clear. And when you see building, I think it's going to be all the way up and down the line. Not much big stuff, not much big fancy stuff anymore.
Foreclosures. Do you expect the rate to stay high in 2010, or is that going to ease?
Well, if house prices stabilize and begin to come back, that'll ease the pressure because people will be able to sell their houses. But if house prices fall, it really depends on house prices. If house prices fall, then the mortgages we wrote in 2008 and 2009 will be bad. So we're walking on eggs. There are some really good signs. The fact that properties are trading, the inventory is down to 6.5 months. It was twice that a year ago. So a lot of optimistic signs, but we're far from out of the woods with the unemployment situation as it is and house prices sitting at a bottom but not showing a great deal of recovery yet.
Let me ask you finally, if I might, about the Massachusetts housing market from your own personal point of view. You've been following the market for 3+ decades now, retiring from Wellesley College. You started there in 1976, the year you bought your first house. How much did you pay for it? What's it worth now? And what's that say about the evolution of the housing market in the state?
Well, it's really been incredible. It's been an incredible ride. I bought that house for $54,000. It was a 3-bedroom center entrance colonial with 1.5 baths and a tiny lot. It sold at peak, I think, at about $700,000. I sold it for $240,000 at the bottom of the market in the early 90s. I bought one for $370,000-something, and it's now worth, if you believe what transactions are around it, somewhere over $1 million. I don't have a mortgage. I made more money living in my house than I made teaching. So that kind of a ride builds in an expectation, which led to 30 years of rising house prices. I mean, nationally, house prices never fell from 1975 to 2005, a 30-year period. And it was really a national bubble that led to all this incredible mortgage credit pouring into the market. And New England and California were the epitome of the cycle. It went up. It didn't come down very much during the decline in the early 90s. And then it went back up again. And anybody who got on that horse rode it. So it's been an exciting and interesting part of the economy that just has the unfortunate, this time around, it's hurt a lot of people very badly and brought the world economy to its knees.
So you're going to sell your house soon and cash in?
No. I love my house. I love where I am, and I'm not going anywhere.
Economist Chip Case, thank you very much for coming in, and best of luck to you in the new year.
Thanks very much, Bob.
Chip Case retired this month after 33 years teaching at Wellesley College. He's working on a new textbook and will continue to monitor the housing market in Massachusetts and across the nation.